All right, Muskegon, over the weekend, some beautiful things did happen. The annual Poetry After Dark event took place over the weekend. It is trending online. Folks are talking about it. It was magical. It was beautiful. And we're blessed to have two of the top spoken words artists in West Michigan on the phone line, Passionate the Poet and Gemini the Poet on the phone line. How are we doing today, family?
We doing good.
Amazing.
Have y'all slept?
High right now.
All right. I'm like, have y'all slept since Saturday? Have y'all slept?
Not really. We tried.
We tried.
So let's talk about Saturday night. Set the mood for us, Jackie.
Well, I wanted it to be an experience. You know, yes, it's a poetry event, but I wanted people to leave and just be like, wow. And I had a vision in my mind of what I wanted. You know, I seen fire, I seen dancing. I just had, some people was calling it a Diddy party, no Diddy.
Uh-oh.
But I wanted it to be sexy, but tasteful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sexy but tasteful. And I think I hit that mark because everybody just said they enjoyed it. They enjoyed Lisa. She was out there doing her thing with the fire, swallowing it, all of that. Had the crowd just going wild. Had Vixen doing her twirling on the pole while Poets was on. Had her solo. Everybody was loving her. Man, and then the dope poets that I had a great lineup. Great lineup. I had poets from rap, Muskegon, New York. It was just a mixture of everything, and everyone was different in their own way. And that's what I liked. Everybody's going to get something different from each poet. You know what I mean?
Right, right. A different vibe from each poet. Gemini the Poet, what was your role in this whole big function?
My role was little big sister. I kind of just like fell back because I'm one of those artists that, in my circle, we push each other to each other's full potential. We want to see each other shine and not doubt ourselves. So I kind of fell back a lot because I wanted her to see the power that she holds. And by falling back, you know, sis called me crying a couple times, was ready to throw the towel in. And I refused to let her do that. And so I had to, like, confess the day before, like, hey, could have done a lot more, but I wanted you to see the power that you had in making your vision come true. You had it in you, just had to be brought out. And she created a magical event. I was the co-host, and everybody knows when I co-host, I turn into a comedian. So I had lots of jokes that night, and just tried to keep the vibe going.
Wow. On the phone line, Gemini the Poet and Jacqueline the Passion of Poet. Poetry After Dark. When did this start? When did this whole annual event start?
2011.
Oh, wow. 13 years.
Yes. 2011. It always has been once a year because I never wanted to wear it out. I wanted people to anticipate it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I took a 2-year hiatus, you know, like we life in COVID. Just a lot of different things was going on. So it's been 2 years, and I knew I had to come back with a bang. And I just had so many visions, and I really, really, Ebony really helped me bring, even though she said she let me do it all. She listened to me when I was like, sis, this is what I have in my mind. Sis, this is what I want to do. What do you think? Like, she was always there for me.
Wow. I'm going to read a comment from Destiny Nicole. She said, I went to Poetry After Dark while I was in Muskegon this past weekend, and it was fire. The poetry was the truth. The vibes were on point, and the love was real and had a blast. It was a special treat to see my cousin Tia perform. Ebony, Gemini, the Poet had me cracking up on the mic. I'm hooked now. I'm coming back to Muskegon for as many as I can. Great, great job to the organizer. It was really a bomb event. Poetry After Dark 2024. How did that make y'all feel?
Me personally, I love the love of people respecting the art, but to me it's so much more because it's giving my sister her flowers. Like, she's seeing that there's no reason to doubt the visions that she had, because everybody that was meant to be present that night was present. And she impacted a lot of people who, we had a lot of first timers who had never been to poetry, let alone erotic poetry, and legit fell in love. And it was a diverse crowd.
Yes. Wow. Yes, it was. Wow. And I loved it.
Wow.
I love the diversity. I love the diversity.
So does this push you to want to do more, Passionate?
I was already telling Ev my ideas for next year.
Lord have mercy.
And this has also opened up a few doors from people coming, talking about actually maybe taking Poetry After Dark on the road. I say erotic has always been like taboo, you know, and being from Muskegon, Michigan, we're a small town. You know, when I first started speaking erotica at open mics, you know, everybody's like, oh my God, did she say that? But now it's like everybody like embracing it. Like we're grown, you know, it's fun, you know, it's something different. And I own it. And when I say it's the wettest night in Muskegon, I claim that. Woo. And I think after this weekend, people really understand when I say it's the wettest night in Muskegon.
Wow.
You know, everybody gets to come together, enjoy. It's always a good crowd. It's always very intimate and personal. And that's what I love about it. You know, I feel like everybody that comes is there for poetry. Nothing else but the show. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when a poet is on the mic, everybody is quiet. They want to listen. They want to hear what the poet has to say. And I love that intimacy about it all.
Go ahead, Gemini.
But what she doesn't say is a lot of us poets have to go to Jacqueline's boot camp prior to Poetry After Dark.
Uh-oh.
To be able to write. Like, we've attended boot camps, PA. Uh-huh. We've had boot camps for this.
But y'all out on a yacht out in the middle of Lake Michigan or something and listen to some Jill Scott.
Well, no, we just link at our house, and she kind of pushes you to dig deep, and that's why I love it, because it takes me out of my comfort zone.
Oh wow!
And she challenges each poet to step outside of their comfort zone.
So, Jacqueline, do you like look at you? You get to hear all the spoken words before they get up there, before they do their poetry.
I didn't hear all of them, but I did hear some. With a few, you know, I've worked with a few poets, some of the firsties, you know, that wanted, you know, just wanted me to help them with certain examples of erotic, because you can take erotica, you can take it really nasty, you can take it soft porn, it can be hilarious erotica, you know, you can take it, you can write it any kind of way you want. So it's not one right way. And I had to explain that it's never just one way. You know, it's however you want to put it. And I was happy with a few poets that came out and did their thing. And I felt like the proud auntie. Like, yeah.
Wow. Wow. We know traditional poetry is therapeutic. What is erotic?
Yes, it is.
What is erotic poetry? What does that do for the soul, to those who haven't experienced it?
We say things that people want to say. We say things that people think, that people feel. You know, we say things that people want to know about, want to learn about, want to try. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's so many people that's came to me and said, girl, you said everything I've been thinking like this past week. Like, or, oh my God, you said, you know, what I was thinking, or, oh, I wish that I had the, you know, courage to say what you said. You know, it's a lot of that. Yeah.
Wow. 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 On the phone line, Jacqueline Passionate Poet on the phone line, Gemini the Poet on the phone line. Two of the best out here in Muskegon that's consistently dropping poetry and spoken words for us. Is there a compilation of what happened? Is it a video? Is it a show? Is it a YouTube show? Is it a pay-per-view? What is it? How can we find the show?
Okay, so the whole entire show isn't going to be online. We had some incidents that night with, you know, a few deaths, and the cameraman had to leave. So, but it's okay. We do have video. We do have pictures. If you hashtag past 2024, you will see a lot of the event coming up. And also, I have a whole lot of videos and pictures on my Facebook page. You can look me up. I'm Jacqueline Passionate Poet Harmon. Everything is open, so you'll be able to go see it. But put in hashtag Pat2024.
There you go. And stuff just start popping up. I see it. It's typed it in. It is all popping up everywhere. Nice scene. Nice decor. Who did the decoration?
We did. Yes. This was it was my best friend, Brandy Mitchell, Tamika Williams, my sons, his friends, Ebony. When I say my cousin helped from Louisiana, she came down and did the charcuterie for the food. I mean, everybody that I loved had a hands on everything. And I just want to say on the radio now that I appreciate everybody. I want to shout out Rashard from Terrace Cuts for the Terrace House that he let Poetry After Dark be at. I appreciate him from that. Check him out. He does great things with haircuts. Yes. So thank you for that. He sponsored Poetry After Dark. I just want to say thank you to everybody that has been supporting since 2011, when it was small, when it was just, you know, when it was really just me saying that nasty stuff, you know, and just it growing to what it is now, and just having people travel from everywhere. We had so many cities and different states in a house, and I just want to say thank you, and I love you. Thank you, Muskegon. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Anything else you want to say, Ebony?
Nah, I just want to say keep your eyes open. We are going to be trying to put a blueprint together to do, like, possibly a four-city tour sometime this spring. And like she said, take PAD on the road. But stay tuned, because we're finna lock in the lab, and we got some other things that we're working on that announcements will be coming soon for because we're about to get back to the basics and get back to our writing. And giving people what needs to be heard, some good dope lyrics.
Wow!
Because these rappers can't rap no more than me. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, the rap game is done. It's done. Before we go, my last question to both of y'all: What kind of advice can you get to people who look up to y'all? They want to be like y'all. They want to be able to say some of the things you say. It don't have to be a radical. They just want to be able to speak their truth. But they're afraid to put it in writing. They're afraid to say it publicly. And on the stage, like you all do, what can you say to them?
Be unapologetically you. Unapologetically you. And with me, my thing is right now, our biggest motto with me and bro, another fellow poet, you guys know, always see me with Kaiser Kambir. Our thing right now is purpose over pain, because with everything we've been through, we've learned that tomorrow's not promised.
Right.
So speak your truth today. And you'll never know who you help. Your words could be what somebody else needs to hear to keep going.
Yes.
Wow. Go ahead, Passion. What kind of advice would you give up?
I say never give up. And I say write what you feel. You know, as a poet, that's one thing poets get away with. We kind of can write whatever we want to. You know, just as far as our genre, when it comes with rappers and singers, poets, we get up there and we say how we feel. However it is, and it's okay. It's okay. However you put your words, it's okay. You know, don't be scared. Don't try to sugarcoat or try to change your words because you're afraid that somebody might think something. No. Do you. Be you.
And if you're too afraid, to do it under your real name, do like I did. I created an alter ego. Gemini the Poet is my alter ego. Says things that Ebony won't say. So do a case.
As far as therapeutic... I'm sorry, sis. As far as therapeutic, even if you can't say in front of people, still write it down, because that right there is therapy in itself.
Alrighty.
That pen to paper.
Yeah.
Is just like, oh, I needed to say that, even though maybe I've just said it to myself and God, but I put it on paper and it just feels good. You know what I mean?
Right. Wow. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for what y'all done for freedom of speech, for the arts. And giving the people,
thank you.
Yeah, giving the folks an outlet. You don't know who was probably got helped on Saturday night, and so continue that. I wrote my first poetry in eighth grade and copywritten it back in the day, and have always been a supporter of it and believe in it. And so, praise to both of y'all, And I know y'all got to get back. Be safe on the road, Gemini and Passionate.
Thank you.
Make sure you have a blessed day, all right?
All right, thank you.
Have a vibrational
day.
Thank you so much, PA.
Much love for y'all. You know, we family. We family. So anytime.
Yes.
All right. Take care. Take
care.
All right, Muskegon. That was Gemini the Poet and Jacqueline the Passion Poet on Poetry at the Dark. It's grown folks stuff, you know. Grown folks stuff. Mature ears only. Mature minds only. And it was a beautiful event. Looking at the pictures and you can see the videos. You want to head over to the Passionate Poet, her Facebook page. She got a lot of video there. And it looked good. Going back to my music. It's Afternoon Jams.